season. One concept related to shared vision is expressed quite well in the biblical Ecclesiastes. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose. There are different seasons throughout the course of all marriages. Throughout history, in every society, couples have had to deal with changing realities and evolving needs at different stages of their lives together. In spite of their unique differences, there are some parallel, almost predictable changes couples face at certain stages of their marriage. For example, the needs may be more similar than different among married persons who are striving to complete a college degree or vocational training program, involved in pregnancy or childbirth for the first time, adjusting to the demands of a highly dependent infant or toddler, trying to support school-aged children or teens in various activities, transitioning to an empty nest marriage, making choices and adaptations with career changes, adjusting to limitations imposed by medical or health-related challenges, and so on. Thus, couples do themselves a great service when they learn all they can about such developmental changes. That way, they can handle them more effectively. In some ways, even more than in Dickens' times, our era could be considered the best of times and the worst of times. We are all aware of the increased stress couples face today. On the other hand, one of the benefits of our times is our increased awareness of the many options available to us. No couple needs to limit themselves to some cookie-cutter one timetable fits all formula for what they want from their marriage and when they can pursue it. For example, some young adults get married right out of high school and want to begin rearing children right away, while other couples use medical technology to conceive children when both partners are over 40. In spite of the many options, however, it's usually helpful when couples carefully consider the time and season of their lives when determining what they want in their marriage. To increase the joy we'll experience in our journey along our marriage highway, each of us needs to think about what makes the most sense to us, both as individuals and as partners in a happy and enduring marriage relationship. In addition to seasonal needs, couples must anticipate circumstances that are not necessarily predictable. Such circumstances are more frequent than ever in our complex contemporary society. Consider, for example, how the times and seasons of a marriage might be impacted by the following circumstances. A husband and wife with a 20-year age difference where both have been married several times before. B. A young couple, both college students, with three small children to raise in an interracial marriage. C. A military couple adjusting to the realities of extended absences. Or D. A retired couple dealing with aging parents and a single parent adult child living in their home. There are endless variations in our circumstances. Every couple needs to carefully consider the unique conditions of their own time and season of marriage to best determine their current and future expectations. Taking into account the times and seasons of our lives is important, but we should never forget that we are always accountable for making whatever decisions we need to in order to maintain control of our lives. There are always many choices we can make in any given situation. As with so many options couples can choose, the following are not examples of right or wrong choices, but simply alternatives selected in light of personal views about their own particular time and season. For example, after this kind of self-evaluation, the young parents in college may determine that inasmuch as they've brought these children into their family by choice, they would prefer to reap more of the benefits of parenting for themselves and their children by focusing more time on their family life and less time in preparing for careers. Thus, they might choose to take a more comfortable part-time academic load, even though it means taking a couple of extra years to graduate, rather than living a more pressured lifestyle, which might include having their infants in daycare much of the time. Conversely, the retired couple may determine that they have already spent most of their married years caring for others, and the last few years of their lives is their season to enjoy more as a couple. Thus, their decision could be to care for their aging parents by selecting a quality convalescent center. Furthermore, they may determine that they will allow their daughter and grandchild to live in their home for a 6-month period while she finds a way to become self-supporting and assume the full responsibility to care for her own child, appropriate for her own time and season of being a parent in life.
Analyze and prioritize.